absolutely brilliant in every way. Paul Seaton, Donegal 7 points up twice, I think. And Jason Duffy came back at them. Oisin Connolly, I think, took it to extra time. I can't remember. It's that frantic. But you're down to a few moments, Oisin, where Michael Langan got inside to make the goal for Kieran Moore. But there's one man I'd want to single out, Finbar Rorty. There's a stage down in front of us here where it was pressure cooker football.
Yeah.
You know, he's a young fella, inexperienced. I wrote in my match report, he is. But he was able to find a man. He played like a man who was playing championship football for 10 years. There was another passage of play where him and Stephen McManaman got it out of trouble. Bearing in mind, you can't give it back to the goalkeeper anymore. Donegal just somehow found a way to get over that line. I've no idea how they won it, to be honest, because Armagh was coming hard at them for a long time. But it just shows you that the key moments, and probably when you strip it all back, is Kieran Moore's goal.
Yeah.
That has probably broke Armagh, albeit it wasn't the winning score, but it was major.
Yeah. What next for Armagh then? This is a real sucker punch, because this is the one that they really wanted after last year.
Yeah, and I suppose it's well documented this is their third Ulster final that they haven't managed to win. And they're into the qualifiers. I think they'll welcome Derry in the group stages, but they've also got Dublin and Galway, if I'm right there. So there's nothing easy there when you take it. And Pádraig Joyce and Mickey Graham are here watching, so I'm sure they've got their homework done. But as Ryan Ferry said to me there, the problem too is that both teams are absolutely out on their feet in terms of what do you do in the next 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Because you can't prepare. But obviously, Donegal people are going to celebrate for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But from Armagh's point of view, it's going to be difficult to come back from that. But we saw today, Rian O'Neill is now part of their squad. Maybe he's the wee boost that they need going into the All-Ireland series. But I just think it says an awful lot about Donegal's probably strength and depth that Michael Murphy ran himself pretty much until the end of the game. Finbar Rorty was the difference. Owen McHugh's new to the panel, made a couple of vital possessions during that game. There was a ball that Owen McFadden Ferry won from Patton when they were one down. If he hadn't got it, the house was down, it was game over. I remember thinking, if you're a soldier and you're used to being in the battleground, Cronus is probably easy. But at that stage, that moment, that puts two in it. You know, it sounds repetitive, but so many small moments that Donegal managed to find the other way. And then probably whenever another key moment in the game actually was Sean Patton kicked two kickouts on top of Ethan Rafferty.
Yeah.
After that, Michael Murphy ran through the middle, and Patton had the balls to hit him with a rocket through the middle whenever they were struggling. So again, all the small moments. But I have to admit, you know, Donegal won it, but by God, Armagh were very, very much in the game, had the game in their hands two or three times at crucial stages. But Donegal, cliche as it is, they found that way to win, and that's what's made the difference.
Yeah.